The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Download the podcast, the Officer Tatum Show podcast, where podcasts are found. Or if that's too difficult for you, just go to theofficertatum.com. You'll find my podcast. You'll be able to listen to the radio show live or rewatch it if you miss any parts of it on my official website. Welcome back to another day in foolery in this country. You know, I want to be optimistic because I believe that God is in control, and I believe that there's more good than evil in this country, that there are more people that make sense nowadays than that we think, because most of the people who don't make sense are the ones who are the loudest. So it makes it feel like we're the only ones out here speaking truth and standing up for American values. However, I believe there's a lot of people who are in what we would consider to be the silent majority. And with that being said, we need to change that. There's no need to have a silent majority. We need to be the outspoken majority. Being silent is not going to get us anywhere. It's going to cause us to fall into despair, and the people who want to take over this country and ruin us is going to be leading the charge. Now, there's a couple things that confuse me about what's going on in America and how things are being handled. I know you guys have seen or at least heard reports in Kansas how there was reports of 10,000 cattle that passed away due to a heat wave. Now, official reports say there's about 2,000 of them that were confirmed, because the ranchers or the individuals who had the cattle, we call them ranchers, that they needed the cows to be disposed of, and I don't even know what it's called, organization that manages that, they counted at least 2,000 cattle who have died, but they believe it's about 10,000. Now, I don't know if there's any ranchers that are listening to my podcast, anybody that have a farm. It just doesn't seem right that 10,000 cattle would die almost around the same time. I mean, they're perceiving that it happened overnight, that these cattle would die just from a heat wave. Now, if you look at any commentary on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, when that video is displayed, there's so many people in the comment section that are saying it is impossible for a heat wave to cause that many heads of cattle to pass away, seemingly all at the same time. Now, the state and the group that manages livestock, and like, again, I don't know exactly what they're called and I can't think of it right now, but they are reporting, the state officials are reporting, that it's not just the heat, which got over 100 degrees, it's also prolonged humidity, which the cattle could not recover from. The way that they explain it is that overnight it normally cools down if there's a heat wave, and the cattle can adjust to the heat and recover overnight. But because of the extreme humidity, and this is what they're reporting, that the humidity prolonged the heat wave, and overnight it didn't cool down to a point that they were could be sustained in, and they ended up passing away. Now, every time I see something like this, my antennas pop up. And I don't know if it's because I was a police officer or whatever the case may be, but I always think there's two sides to every story. First, I want to make sure the video is authentic, which it appears that now I know it's authentic. Second, I want to make sure it's not an authentic video that's taken out of context, which now, after looking at the reports, it seems like it's a contextual video. And then I want to make sure that I'm not falling for media propaganda. Because, and I'm not shocked, and I'm well aware that the media can lie to you anytime, any day, anywhere. There is nowhere in my mind where I think that if the media plays it and they're running their mouths, that a lie is not coming out. I will verify and check before I believe the media. And just based on the things that I've seen, it seems very suspicious. I have not seen a single person who owned cattle, who been around cattle, said that a heat wave would cause that type of a damage. That type of damage. Now, Brandon, what's your theology? What's your hypothesis regarding what happened? I would not be shocked if our government weren't participating in poisoning cattle by the tens of thousands. Because if you listen to AOC and some of these radical leftists, they want cattle to be gone because they claim that it adds to the carbon footprint, the pollution footprint. And then also you look at people like the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. He's pushing a vegan lifestyle. He's pushing vegan lifestyle on other people. And I would not be shocked if the government wouldn't have killed all of those cattle to create a crisis, to create a meat shortage, to either force us to not eat meat or to force us into a crisis in which the government is going to have to rescue us from. Why do you believe that a crisis makes sense to the government, Brandon Tatum? Well, it's because you can see the way they're managing our country. My 11-year-old son has enough common sense to realize that if you just throw money out there and you are not being smart about printing money, if you are just throwing money away to COVID relief, you're throwing money away to the Ukraine, you're going to create an environment in which inflation is going to go out of control. And then when you shut everybody down, which we know that that was not reasonable, you're shutting people's businesses, you tell them this company is essential, this business is not non-essential. People are literally going out of businesses. You're telling them they can't have full capacity. You're telling people they can't go to church. You're doing all of these things. That coupled with decisions to print money like it's going out of style is a recipe for inflation. And you don't have to be an economist to realize that. I knew that was a problem from the very beginning. And you see the way they're mismanaging money. Gas prices are going up. Now, their theory, and they're not going to say it right out, their theory is that they want the gas prices to go up so that they can force you to get electric cars. Now, if you look at any studies, you look at any news, any reporting, Tesla, which is, I would argue, one of the biggest manufacturers of electric cars, Tesla has gone up in price because there is a inflation. And inflation is going to cause the price of cars to go up. And demand is going to cause the price of electric cars to go up. I don't understand how anybody thinks that this administration knows what they're doing. They either don't know what they're doing or they're evil. Because if they force us into electric cars, think about this for a minute. People can barely get by. You know, I know this number because I looked it up the other day. In the black community, the average household income is $35,000. The average household income, $35,000 a year. And with that being said, $35,000 a year, how are you going to afford a $50,000, $60,000 car when you got a good functioning car? But they want you to trade in or get rid of or throw it away, stop driving your car that you've been paying for, that you've probably paid off at this point, that you pay insurance for, you've registered, and then they want you to give it all up for an electric car that costs $60,000 a year. And think about families that are needing SUVs. If you have more than three or four kids, you're going to need an SUV. Right at this point, I don't know of an electric SUV that's big enough. Maybe they have electric vans out there, but I haven't seen them, and they ain't cheap. So the turmoil and chaos that they're creating, Charlie Kirk was speaking about earlier. I was listening to his show. He had a gentleman on, and you know I'm terrible with names. I'm never going to remember this guy's name, but it was a gentleman speaking of how Marxist individuals can destroy a society, and there's methodical steps that they go through in the society to destroy them. And so I would encourage anybody to go back and listen to that, because Charlie Kirk broke it down as best as I've seen anybody break it down. But there's a methodical measure in which the government can take to destroy a nation. The propaganda on television, the pushing of particular narratives, just like the narrative that black and white people don't get along in this country, that systemic racism is the leading cause of this country, that racism is founded and engrafted in our DNA, which is a complete lie. That's not rooted in any historical documents, not rooted in any recorded history. Slavery wasn't even about race. Slavery was about available cheap labor. And so that's why on the African continent, they had that cheap labor and they brought it to the United States of America to exploit it. And this wasn't just in the United States of America. It was exploited all over the world. If slavery was racist, what do you call slavery in Africa? Were they enslaving their own people because of racism? And did they sell it to the white man because of racism? No, that's not true. It's called cheap labor. The white people in this country, the people that came over here, they attempted to enslave Indians. They attempted to enslave other white people. We had a concept called indentured servitude, which was not slavery. All of those concepts are not rooted in racism, but they want you to believe it so you can fall for the lie and the propaganda that we're divided. And when you're divided, they conquer us. When we're united, we stand. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Summer grilling is upon us, and if you're looking for a perfect cut to put on a grill this year, look no further. Good Ranchers is the place to get American beef, chicken, and seafood this summer. They sell 100% American meat shipped to your front door, and right now, they're giving away two free 18-ounce prime center cut ribeyes to every person that use my code Tatum. That's over 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak at no cost to you. With Father's Day coming up and all the summer events, this is a perfect time to try a box of Good Ranchers. You can make a one-time purchase or subscribe and save $25 off every box. Plus, you'll get two free 18-ounce boneless ribeyes. Other places will charge you well over $50 a steak to get ribeyes like these. But Good Ranchers is giving them to you for free when you go to goodranchers.com/Tatum. This is a limited stock item. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum and use my code Tatum at the checkout and get your two free 18-ounce ribeyes. Start the summer off right with Good Ranchers American meat delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. If you're looking for the podcast that we do every single day that we do this show, you can find it on my website, theofficertatum.com. But before we get into all that, I want to tell you about my friend Mike Lindell. I talk about him all the time. The pillows that he's created are absolutely tremendous. Me and my wife sleep on those pillows every single night. And he didn't stop with the pillows. Mike Lindell has now come out with the My Slippers. And for a limited time, you can save $90 off of a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so you better act now before it's too late. Mike has taken over two years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed so you can wear them indoors and outdoors when you barbecue. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue in your feet, and made with quality leather suede. All you have to do is call 1-800-976-8379, use promo code Brandon, or if you're an internet person like myself, just put in the website, mypillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so don't procrastinate. Be proactive. Act now. Use promo code Brandon at mypillow.com. Let's get back into some news at hand, and this is a subject matter I'm extremely passionate about, and I was so infuriated when I heard this story, and I think we have the clip from the police officers in L.A. or right outside of L.A. that were ambushed and murdered, and it literally made my blood boil thinking about the fact that that thug, that criminal, who should have been behind bars, but Gascon decided to give him a plea deal. He had a gun charge. Let a suspect or a person who should have been in prison, and with the three strike rule, he would have been still in prison. But they let him do a plea. He did no time in prison. He gets out. He calls police to the scene, and then he ambushes them, kills them, murders them. One officer had over 20 years on the police department, and the other officer was a rookie, had less than a year. He probably was in FTO, meaning he was in field training program, meaning that the older officer was training him to become a new officer. He had just started his service and was murdered by a thug that should have been in jail. Somebody explain this to me. Chester Bodine or whatever his name is, Bodin, they got him out of there in San Francisco, D.A., soft on crime, DAs, literally pacifying criminals so they can get out of prison and come rape and pillage your community. So Gascon, in his leadership, let this fool out and he murdered two of LA's finest. They had a family, they had hopes, they had dreams, and it was all cut short. not because they were doing their job and it was a tough situation they were in. It's because the people in power, these leftist lunatics, for whatever reason, want to slap people on the wrist because of what, I don't know. They allowed that killer to be back in society and he ended up murdering police officers. And I think it's fortunate that he lost his life, well deserved, because they had to defend themselves in a situation that should have never happened. I want you to play the clip. I want my team to play the clip from the news report and wrote a clip.
Meanwhile, some critics are stepping up their calls now to kick Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon out of office in the aftermath of the tragic shooting deaths of two El Monte police officers.
Travis Price is live in El Monte this morning with more on what we're learning about the felon who gunned down these two officers. Hi, Travis.
Good morning. George Gascon talks a lot about data, so here is some data. That gunman had previous felonies. He was offered a plea deal by Gascon's office, so he received the minimum sentence, no jail time, and was able to do this. Surveillance video captures the gunfire between officers and the gunman at the Siesta Inn in El Monte Tuesday. Corporal Michael Paredes and Officer Joseph Santana ultimately died from that shootout. The gunman, who was also killed, this man, Justin William Flores. He was a known gang member who was on probation for felon with a firearm. Flores took a plea deal reached last year with the L.A. County DA's office. Critics say if Flores was prosecuted normally under the California three-strike laws, he would still be behind bars.
Let me jump in here. Somebody explain this to me. He's a felon on probation for gun charges. They let him out and he killed police officers. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Gun laws in Los Angeles or in the state of California are some of the strictest gun laws around the nation. Now, this is where you find that your politicians ain't worth a dime. They are pushing for legislation, pushing for gun laws, pushing for gun restrictions. What's the point? When the law says that if you commit X crimes, you go to jail, they don't enforce those laws. There are gun laws on the book. They got a man who has a felony gun charges. He was on probation for them, and they don't enforce those laws. He's a convicted felon. He do not have a right to purchase or be in possession of a firearm. Yet and still, with all the laws in place, plus it's already restricted for him to have a gun, he obtains a gun and kills police officers. Explain to me how these laws are going to stop any of the crimes that the Democrats claim that they are passionate about stopping. This man can get a gun if he's not behind bars. If you're not going to persecute or prosecute these people once they commit the crimes that you put on the books that only affect law-abiding citizens, if you ain't going to enforce the laws, then what's the point? But you know what? If you and I were caught in illegal possession of a firearm, well, I'll say this. If you're white, you're going to jail. If you're black or brown bodies, they have some theory out here that black and brown bodies are disproportionately affected by the criminal justice system. When in actuality, the black and brown bodies are disproportionately committing crime. That's why they end up in the criminal justice system. But their theory is, oh, poor thug. He just need another chance. Well, what about the people that he has wronged? The people that he have been arrested for abusing? He arrested for gun charges. He must have been in possession of a gun as a felon, or he must have used a gun against somebody. What about the victim? Just like George Floyd. George Floyd is in gold caskets being paraded all around the country. They view him, at least the godless amongst us, they view him as a god. What about the woman that he held at gunpoint when he did a home invasion, which is why he went to prison one of the times he went to prison? What about the convenience store, which he tried to pass off fake money to, which necessitated them to call the police? What about the police officers who were there trying to restrain him because he was high on methamphetamine and fentanyl, resisting arrest initially, And now they going to prison because this man done died at the hands of another police officer. Make this make sense to me, ladies and gentlemen. Call in 844-900-7243 to join the conversation. Listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that I have ever slept on in my life. I have one right now. Me and my wife sleep on it every night. Now Mike has done it again with my slippers, which I'm wearing right now. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slipper. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Mike Lindell has made the My Slippers with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made also with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com.
Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Juneteenth as a paid holiday. What you think about that, y'all? You think Juneteenth should be a paid holiday? I think there's no reason, and I don't celebrate Juneteenth. Not saying that other people can't celebrate it, but I don't celebrate Juneteenth. You know how humiliating the reality of Juneteenth is? That black people were notified in Galveston 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, and a good amount of time after black people were already freed, given the fact that the Civil War was finalized. But the thing is that people don't want to tell you that there were black people that came to the black people in Galveston and said, you're free, and they didn't believe them. It took white people to come to Galveston and tell the black people they were free, and they finally believed them. And I would argue that many of them probably didn't even want to believe that they were free. And this is one concept that people don't know. I studied Africana studies in college. And one of the things that, you know, we know through history, and this is, you know, kind of off topic, but that when slaves were actually freed, some of them did not leave the plantation because there was a fear that they would not have access to a safe environment outside of slavery, that the master in some of these plantations gave them a level of safety that they couldn't get anywhere else. And people may not realize this, but not every slave owner was beating their slaves and treating them like trash. There were slave owners that did that, and there were some that did not do that. Let me tell you why I say that. I always go off on a tangent, but it's relevant. Let me tell you why I say that. How many people listening right now know the true story of Harriet Tubman? How many people? Let me ask you this first question. And if you know, in your mind, don't take your hand off the steering wheel or nothing like that, but in your mind, raise your hand if you knew that Harriet Tubman was married to a free black man at the time that she left to start the Underground Railroad. If you knew that in your mind, raise your mind's hand. If you didn't raise your hand, understand that that's a truth that nobody wants to tell. Did you know that Harriet Tubman, at the time in which she started the Underground Railroad, she actually lived with that free black man? Raise your hand in your mind if you knew that that black man told Harriet Tubman not to start the Underground Railroad. Now, people criticize him today, which I think rightfully so, that he may have been wrong in hindsight. She started the Underground Railroad. People think that Harriet Tubman was sitting on a plantation getting beaten in the alleyways or getting beat out in the field. And one day she said, "Massa, I'm a rebel." It was a different scenario. They don't want you to know that she had a job. They don't want you to know she was living with her free black husband. She was still technically owned by a slave owner, but it wasn't the scenario that you thought. Why are they not telling us the truth? Ladies and gentlemen, they're conditioning us to believe something that may not be true. And I know why. And I'm going to teach you guys, if you listen to me long enough, why. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Call in 844-900-7243.
And now, he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Follow me on social media, The Officer Tatum. Go to my website, TheOfficerTatum.com. It's where you can download the podcast, where you can watch my YouTube channel. And you can also get these cool shirts that you see me wearing, or Father's Day gifts, all of that. You can find it on my website. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to jump on this subject about Joe Biden and LGBTQ plus IAA, ARP, XYZ, whatever they call it today. Y'all know it's like 45 acronyms on that thing, or it's like 45 letters in the acronym. It's got the number 2 in it. And I did some research, and it's two-spirited. I mean, they just adding all kind of stupid stuff to this thing. And let me just say this. My initial feeling and the way I feel about the LGBTQ movement, I feel like most people, and I'll say this every single time I speak, most people who are alive that are gay don't care about the LGBTQ stuff. They just want to live their life and be left alone. But there are other people who want you to live their life. They're not satisfied with them just living their lives. And this is one thing that bothers me about the homosexual, gay, lesbian movement is, you know, it bothers me that people want you to accept what they're doing. Or they use terminology that makes what they're doing more important than what they're really involved in. Let me give you an example. Why does anyone have to lead in a conversation of their identity as I'm a gay so-and-so? Like some people say, I'm a gay soldier. I'm a gay teacher. Last time I checked, there's no such thing as a gay teacher. What does that mean? You teach your lesson gay? You write gay? You look gay? I don't know. What does that mean? You being gay is a lifestyle choice that you make in the comfort of your own home. It has nothing to do with who you are as a person. You are a person. You do gay actions. Therefore, people call you gay. You as a person, you are no different than anybody else on planet Earth. You are a human being. That's why I believe that everybody should be treated fairly no matter what choices they make. They should be treated fairly. Unless you're out here raping people and doing stuff like that, then you should go to prison. But let me let you listen to Joe Biden speak as he signs an executive order at a Pride, I don't know, to celebrate Pride Month. He did it yesterday on the 15th. I wrote a clip.
We owe an awful lot to those early, early folks who had the courage to stand up. The message then was not only could you be physically beaten, but you'd lose your job. You couldn't. We owe so many people. My message to all the young people, just be you. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You do belong. And I want you to know that as your president, all of us on this stage have your back. We have your back. Receive who you are, made in the image of God and deserving dignity, respect, and support. Today, I'm about to sign an executive order that directs key federal agencies to protect our communities from those hateful attacks and advance equality for families. My order will use the full force of the federal government to prevent inhumane practices of conversion therapy. This is the first time the federal government is leading a coordinated response against this dangerous, discredited practice.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to process what you just heard Joe Biden say. The dangerous practices of conversion therapy. So if a parent decides that their child should go through conversion therapy, how is that any different than a parent deciding that their child should go through hormone blockers? Explain that to me. You okay with your kid transitioning with this method, but you're not okay with the kid transitioning out of that particular mindset. This is something that bothers me so much because they're literally piggybacking off of the Civil Rights Act, off of the plight of black people in this country. They're piggybacking. When you are born and you are black, you do not have a choice. There's no coming out of the closet as a black man. That's not like you go into the world and say, hey, everybody, I just want you to know I'm actually black. No, your skin color cannot change. The way you think about sexuality can change. And this is what bothers me so much. People go, I was born this way. Well, I don't believe it. And what about the people who obviously will admit that they weren't born this way? So then you have to admit or lament to that not everybody that say they're gay is born that way. So therefore, not every situation where a person is living a homosexual lifestyle is outside of their control. And then when you go to the idea of I was born this way, meaning that you have no cognitive and no way to prevent or a way to think differently than the way you're presenting your thoughts around this subject matter, then what about people who are pedophiles? I'm just saying. Now, am I making a comparison between a person who's homosexual or a pedophile? No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is that if you say you were born this way and you believe that there should be a level of protection and that it wasn't in your control, it should not be criminalized, then what about a person who's a pedophile? Can they now use the argument that, no, I was born this way? How can I help the way I feel about kids? Is that acceptable? When Joe Biden gets up there and say, no, you just love who you love. Be yourself. Really? Can everybody be themselves? What if a person is perverted and wants to mess with, can that person be himself? No, he cannot. We consider that to be wrong. Now, in our society that we live in, people will make as many excuses as they want to stay and funnel in sin. They'll do whatever it takes. They'll say whatever it takes. People are living right now knowing that they just freaky. That's why they consider themselves bisexual, and it has nothing to do with I was born this way. Some people know that they have been abused or been exposed to sexual contact with either the same sex or oversaturation of sexual contact or imagery from the opposite sex, and that's why they have problems with their sexuality. Some kids are growing up hyper-masculine, and they are young women. And back in the day, you called it a tomboy. Now you call it a transgender. Are there more people identifying as transgenders, or are they becoming brainwashed into believing in something that's arbitrary and made up? That's the real question that you should ask. I do not think it's okay for our young people to be running around claiming to be trans and all this other stuff. When I would argue, why wouldn't we put measures in place and efforts in place like we do with every other element of research to try to help people move away from this degenerate lifestyle? Why can't we help them? We have research, cures, Susan G. Komen, billions of dollars for cancer research. We have all kinds of research. Why is there not a effort to research what is going on in the human brain? Can it actually be reversed when you have a man who want to be with another man? Something has gone wrong in the brain. Whether it's your fault or not, something has gone wrong in your brain. That's not the way human development is had. That's not the way evolution happened. Because the people that don't believe in God, you at least believe in the evolutionary theory. And the theory of evolution is that the strongest will survive. If there were a gene in the gene pool of evolution that was a gay gene, and just say that that theology was lived out, that gene would eventually, over the course of time and evolution, will die out. Why? Because it's not a gene that reproduces. But who am I? I'm just a Christian that's just giving my honest opinion based on reality. But why don't we help young people? Why don't we make an effort to say, what programs can we put a young person in that may be confused about their sexuality, that may be confused about transgenderism? Because this is not something that people normally live with and they're completely okay with. Almost every single person I know that are gay, they struggle with it. Almost everybody I know. Now, I don't know every gay person in the world, but they struggle with it. Every single person that I know, that I intimately know, meaning people I grew up with or whatever the case may be, they struggle because something occurred in their lives when they were younger, which propelled them down this path. But we'll never have that conversation and be honest because there's an agenda. You're listening to the Alex Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I know that many of you guys listening would love to have a pair of the best slippers that you've ever worn. Slippers that make you feel like you're walking on clouds and pillows. Well, you don't have to dream about the slippers. There's a real slipper that's out there, and it's called a My Slipper. Mike Lindell has developed a My Slipper. You can get $90 off a pair of My Slippers now. This sale won't last long, so you better act now. It wasn't just made overnight. It took about 2 years to make the My Slipper. They're designed for you to wear indoors and outdoors. Also, they're made with MyPillow foam, impact gel to prevent from fatigue in your feet, which is probably why it feels like you're walking on pillows. Ask me how I know, because I have a pair, and I'm wearing a pair right now. They're made also with quality leather suede. For you to take advantage of these My Slippers, just call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long. I'm telling y'all, you better take advantage of it now. Brandon at MyPillow.com. I want to get back into the conversation about the LGBTQ stuff. You know, maybe people think that I'm phobic or whatever they want to call it, but I just really see this as being something that's destroying our country. If you look at these crowds of young people who are out here claiming to be LGBTQ, it appears that most of them seem to be in a state of rebellion. They look like loners. They look like outsiders. They look as if they're young people that don't feel accepted. So then they dive into a place in which they feel confident and comfortable. Let me tell you this. It's just like when people say, why do young men join gangs? You're like, why would anybody ever join a gang? It's violence in the gang. They beat you. You have to get jumped in a gang. I don't know if they still do that today, but when I was growing up, you had to get jumped in a gang. They beat you up. And if you could take the beating and you fight back, they'll allow you to join the gang. And so you get into this gang. Why would a kid ever want to be in a gang? It's because they don't feel like they belong. Many of these young men that join gangs don't have a father. And the only place they feel like they belong are a connection with another man that makes them feel like they're loved and appreciated is it somebody in the gang. And you cannot believe me, but I feel like in my heart, a lot of this is happening just like gangs when it comes to the LGBTQ. Some of these young people are lost. They don't have good relationship with their parents. They don't have good relationship with their fathers. They don't have an identity. They don't feel like they fit in. But you know what? They feel like they fit in the LGBTQ community. They feel like they fit in if they come out as transgender. Why? Because they're different. Because there's special treatment. Because there's concession being made for people that come out. And it's like a handicap, to be honest. I mean, will people generally make fun of a person that's in a wheelchair? It's shunned upon. Will a person generally make fun of a young kid when you're younger? When you transition, it's shunned upon. You can joke with your buddies all the time about the way they look. You talk about a person who's transgender, it's shunned upon. And so some of these young people feel confident being in this environment in which they feel like they belong. Explain to me this. If anybody did research on this factor, you'll find out that there's more conversions in young women from being straight, identifying straight to gay in college basketball. It's called turning them out. That's a legit term. You get turned out. And what happens is these young straight women get to a basketball team, and these masculine women, these women who like other women, they begin to wear them down over time. Meaning they put a little hint in their ear. When you break up with the boyfriend, who's the shoulder you're laying on? They manipulate some of these young women into becoming gay in women's basketball. Now, you ain't got to believe me. Don't believe me. Go to a game. Talk to some young women on the basketball team, and you tell me what you think. Let your young daughter go play basketball, and then you tell me what happened after that. I want you guys to listen to Joe Biden stumble over the LGBTQ word. And, you know, for no other reason but to embarrass him one more time, let's play the clip. Roll the clip.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against LGBTQI plus Americans.
I don't mean to laugh at him. Bruh, you signed an executive order for LGBTQI plus, and you don't even know how to say the acronym correctly. Why? Because you really don't care. This, let me tell you this. It's because there's a push, there's a movement, there is a effort being made in order to get your children converted into sexual perversion. That's my thoughts. These politicians know that, and they're getting ahead of the curve. Because a lot of these young 18-year-olds that are going to be voting for the first time that are in this complete this demographic are have influence on generations to come. The new wave is this lost beta male feminist destruction of the nuclear family, the ideas of family, to the point in which we are going to see a tremendous amount of young people identifying as LGBTQ. If you look at any statistical data, the numbers have already gone up. That over the time, over the course of the last several years, you see more and more young people identifying in the LGBTQ. One reason is because they add a letter on there every single time. Every year they add five or six letters on there, which eventually will encompass everybody. Because then you have one of them, I think one of the acronym letters is an ally. So I guess if you support the LGBTQ, you're part of the LGBTQ. So you're an ally. I don't even know what Two Spirits is. That sounds like a devil to me. But all of these things that are happening, Christians need to watch out. Keep your eye on the prize. Pay attention. I have been incredibly successful using my voice on this platform, on social media. I've never had to mince words when it comes to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've never had to mince words. I've never had to back down from telling the truth. And I become incredibly successful because I take a bold stance. And I know that some of you guys are probably listening, and you may be a Christian and you're wondering, you know, what's going to happen? Am I going to lose my friends? You may have some friends that you love and you care about that are gay. That don't mean you have to be mean to them. That don't mean you have to treat them another way. But you can tell them the truth. You can be true to the gospel. And you won't lose much. Trust me. I have people that are gay that still follow me. Some people called in. They know where I stand. I'm not mean to you, but you know where I stand because I'm a Christian. But I feel like that there's a push to for acceptance. And, you know, Jesus Christ wasn't going and sugarcoating it with people, hoping that they would join him in his mission for truth. He told them straight out, if you don't follow me, I'm the only way to heaven. He didn't have to say you're going to hell. You know what the results is. I'm the only way to heaven. Did not mince words. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Catch me after the break.
I'm also proud to have signed an executive order on my first day in office to combat discrimination against plus Americans.
Brandon Tatum. The left ain't seen nothing yet. Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on the socials at The Officer Tatum. Go to my website, theofficertatum.com. There you can get the prison fellowship stuff like I always talk about every single day. You click the banner at the very top of the show. Or you can download the podcast. You can watch my YouTube channel, my e-commerce store. All things Tatum you can get on my website, theofficertatum.com. I want to give a shout-out to my mother-in-law, Carol. She always sent me really good information, and she sent me the story yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to touch on it. But I want people to – I touched on it a little bit, but I didn't touch on it in its totality. The Border Patrol agents – that were on mounted horses. And we all remember this. Remember the Haitians were coming over here illegally in our country, and the mounted horse, you know, the mounted Border Patrol agents were trying to stop them. And to control the horse, they use what they call split reins. That's how you control the horse so they don't go wild when you lean this way or this way. You can control them. You can make them go left, right. You can keep them from getting spooked. All of the above. That's how you control your horse, is with the reins. And they accused these agents of racism, even though they probably were Hispanic. Most Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. They accused them of racism. They accused them of whipping these Haitian people. And they show the split reins in the air, and they show these Haitian people. They knew for a – I want to cuss, but I'm not. They knew for a fact that these Border Patrol agents don't have whips. This is the United States government. The Vice President of the United States of America said they should be ashamed of what they did. Joe Biden came out against them. The media was there and knew they had split reins in their hands, and they did not have a whip, and they weren't whipping people. But they pushed it out there. It's for the world to see. And they should actually be able to be sued over this. They pushed it out for the world to see, and they shamed these Border Patrol agents for doing their doggone job. Then they suspended the mounted officers program, and now we're hearing that they're going to actually discipline them. Because once we found out it was bullcrap, they kind of went quiet and did an investigation over a year. How on God's green earth it takes you a year to investigate something that never happened? Stevie Wonder can see that they weren't whipping black people with whips that was issued by the Border Patrol agency. Complete stupidity. And now they're going to get these people in trouble. They're going to discipline them, potentially. Not criminal, but through, I guess, processes on the Border Patrol agency that they violated. It is out of control what's going on. And it makes me sick to my stomach. But I'm running out of time, up against the clock. Y'all call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Catch me after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. One of the things that I've been thinking about over the last several months, given the 2024 election, is going to be probably the most consequential election in United States history. I said one of, I'm not saying it's the, but it's one of, it will be one of the most consequential elections. I think this is where we lose our country or recover our country in 2024. I think in 2022, this year, in the midterms in November, I think this is where we begin to go down the path of regaining strength in this country, or at least stopping the bleeding. Because right now, we didn't got shot. And the midterms could be the sucking chest seal or quick clot to slow the bleeding while we recover and potentially get better and become strengthened again in 2024. But the question that I have for the audience and people who are listening and watching is, who do you pick, Trump or DeSantis? Let's say they both ran for office at the same time, obviously, and you're in the primaries and you have to make a decision, Trump or DeSantis. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I would love to hear your stance on this. I'll say this. I love, love, love President Trump. I personally think he's a cool dude. And I think he's not nowhere near as bad as what people say he is. I've met him before. I've been to the White House multiple times when he was the president. It was one of the greatest times in our country since I've been alive, since I can remember, since I've been a responsible adult, taking care of my own stuff. You know, I can't explain when I was living with my daddy, I wasn't paying no bills. I don't know what inflation and none of that stuff meant. It meant nothing. Paying taxes meant nothing to me. But when I became a man and I was out on my own after college and I had a real job and I became a police officer, and I've been paying attention to politics, I believe that Donald Trump was the best era in my lifetime. And it would have been way better if they wouldn't have cheated us out of freedom with the ouchie Fauci, the Fauci ouchie, the COVID Wuhan virus, which I think was pre-planned in the first place. That's just my opinion. We had an incredible time with Donald Trump. However, what I will say is that people have developed Trump derangement syndrome. And that is a mental illness that people will not be able to overcome. And I wonder, will that affect Trump again in 2024 enough so that if they cheat a little bit, plus he's turned people off like he did in 2020, will that cause us to potentially lose another election? And do I believe we lost the election fair and square? No. But in my mind, I believe that even the people who turned on him in 2020 wouldn't have turned on him if things were done differently. And maybe he would have won in spite of all the cheating that went on. But I want to hear from you guys. And this is something you can ponder to yourself if you'd like, if you don't want to call in. But who would you pick? I guess I have to make the bold decision and say, you know, I wonder if DeSantis will be a better decision for winning, not for who we like the most. Because I think a lot of people like Trump, he's a rock star. He just has an aura about him. I just saw him at Mar-a-Lago. We were watching 2,000 Mules, and we were there in Mar-a-Lago. A couple people, and I say a couple people, it was a lot of people there, watching the premiere. And when he steps in the room, he has a certain command presence that a lot of people don't have. And there's something about Donald Trump. There's the authenticity to Donald Trump. He's not a politician, and he really creates a movement. He's created a movement, and when he speaks and when he does things, he creates an even bigger movement. However, people are so deranged that I think people will never vote for Donald Trump. I don't care if the world was on fire and Jesus Christ of Nazareth came down with gold plates in his hand that said, "You shall vote for Donald Trump or the world will end." People will cast their children into the fire and jump in after them just to not vote for Donald Trump. Now, I don't think it's right. I think it's absolutely stupid, but I think a lot of people would do that. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because there's a lot of people that I talk to that hate him still. They hate Biden and him. You know what I'm saying? So, but there's some people that come out and said they would support DeSantis. All right, we got a caller calling in from Sacramento, California. Sanchez, welcome to the Offs Tatum Show. What's your take?
Hey, brother BT, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Listen, if it had to come down to that, DJ Trump, probably. And then DeSantis is going to be VP.
Yeah.
VP, via DeSantis. And you then the year then, it'd be DeSantis after that.
You know what, Sanchez? Thank you so much for the call. I think that makes sense to me. Listen, if Trump ran with Jimmy the Cricket, I'll still vote for Donald Trump, okay? But I'm wondering, like, there's something special about Ron DeSantis, his right-hand man. I don't know what position he's in. I don't know if he's the sergeant general or whatever they call it. I don't know what position he's in. But I think he's the right-hand man of DeSantis' administration in Florida. That dude is special. Like, I really believe that black man, if DeSantis were to leave, he could probably run for governor and replace Ron DeSantis and be a wrecking, be something that they would have a hard time dealing with. And I don't think a Democrat would ever run Florida ever again, ever. I don't know if a Democrat has ever run Florida. Maybe in some point they have, but I don't think they'll ever run Florida again. I mean, you got to think the freedom that Florida experienced, they'll never go back to these people who their talking points are just so off-centered. There is absolutely no way in the world that the average person with common sense can listen to a Democrat pitch their stuff and believe that it makes sense. Putting masks on again doesn't make sense. Democrats are pushing that. Getting rid of your car and getting electric cars that cost $60,000 and they're going to cost more once demand comes up. It makes no sense. Inflation, Ukraine. They wanted to, if it wasn't for Joe Manchin, they would have signed more spending. Inflation would have been 10% inflation. People would be eating out the trash cans, except the illegals. They have food. They'll take your kid children formula as well. But all the rest of us peasants will have to be eating out of trash cans. Rick from Columbus, Ohio, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hello?
Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Rick, can you hear me? Welcome to the show.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
One, two, three strikes, you out.
Oh, he's out of there, Rick. You got to come back at another time. I don't know if his hearing aid fell out or what. Matt from Greenville, South Carolina, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Anyone who has Trump derangement syndrome is going to feel the same way about Ron DeSantis. And the same lies they told about Trump, they're going to tell about him.
Right. I agree. I guess that's all Matt wanted to say. Matt, thank you for the call. That's a good point. Me and my wife talk about this all the time. They're going to do the same thing. Let me tell you this. Ron DeSantis is, I would perceive, he seems to be a very honorable man, married to a woman. He got a beautiful family. He's, you know, mild-tempered. He seems to be a great guy, just an overall great guy. Now, you know, when he run for president, some girl going to come back from 1805 and say he raped her. Is she going to come back from the grave? They're going to exhume somebody's body from before he was alive that's going to claim that he raped her. And then they're going to call him a racist. They're going to call him a bigot. They're going to say he want to put gay people in chains and that he's going to send black people back to Africa. I mean, the caller had it right, man. Like, my wife tells me this all the time, and I'm like, I can't disagree with that. They're going to lie on him. They're going to berate him. They're going to tell lies about DeSantis just like they do everybody else. Jane from Woodland, California, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show. I only have one minute.
Hello?
Yes, I got 1 minute, Jane. What you have?
Okay, well, my attendant, when I hired him, he told me, hate Trump. He hates Trump. And his Facebook page had all these people marching with, you know, hate Trump signs. And I asked him what Trump did to him. And I said, did he do anything to you personally? I mean, just really hates him. And I just agree with you. I love Trump. But, you know, if they start in with the hate DeSantis stuff, people are going to realize that this is ridiculous. You know, they can't say hate, do the same, just like you're saying, you know. They can't, if they do the same thing, at least there will be some people smart enough to see this is their game.
Jane, thank you so much for the call. You listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Call in 844-900-2-7243. Catch you after the break.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Are you tired of walking around with trashy slippers on? If that is you and you're listening to me now, just know that MyPillow has made great pillows and they also now making great slippers. For a limited time only, you can save $90 off a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so you better act now. Mike Lindell took over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. The My Slippers are designed so you can wear them indoors and you can wear them outdoors when you're barbecuing. Made with My Pillow Foam and Impact Gel to help with fatigue in your feet. Made with quality leather suede. All you have to do to take advantage of this deal, because we got you, we're going to hook you up. 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code BTATUM. I'm just playing. Use promo code Brandon. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now. Promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com. Back to the subject at hand of DeSantis versus Donald Trump. I honestly believe that many of you, and I mean, let's tally it up. I think that out of all the callers, I think we have one out of three callers that called in that are, you know, DeSantis. So two Trump, one DeSantis as we stand running in 2024. When I look at the people who have convinced me to a certain degree, I'm almost convinced that a Trump DeSantis ticket, Trump being the president, DeSantis being the vice president, then DeSantis becoming the president later. I'm convinced that that may be the way I'm leaning. Let me get a couple callers in. Daniel from South Carolina, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show. What's your take?
So I personally believe that everybody who supports Trump would back DeSantis, but not everybody who supports DeSantis. Sorry, everyone who supports DeSantis would back Trump, but not everybody who supports Trump would back DeSantis. So you've got a lot of Biden supporters out there who are very disenchanted, who would, like you said, absolutely never vote for Trump, but they would vote for DeSantis. I'm an avid Trump supporter, and if he ran again, I'd vote for him. And I would also vote for DeSantis in 2 seconds. But I could tell you that I've got friends who voted for Biden who have told me flat out they would vote for Biden again despite how bad things have gotten. But they would actually vote for DeSantis over Biden, but never would vote for Trump. So I just think that you're going to get more swing voters coming across the aisle for DeSantis than you would for Trump ever.
Yes, Daniel, I agree with you. You know, a part of me believes, and thank you for the call, I believe a part of me believes that, you know, Trump should fight it, and then they pull the ace out of the hole with DeSantis. That's what I think. Trump should keep going. They should just take all the heat. They talk trash about him. He's a racist. He's going to ruin our country. And they get all the attention and hatred towards Trump. And then DeSantis come. Trump drops out. Trump endorses DeSantis. And they didn't have enough time to push the agenda. They didn't have enough time. You know, Elon Musk came out and said that he would vote for DeSantis. He didn't say he was going to vote for Trump. He said he would vote for DeSantis. It's that moderate vote. Like, we got to think about winning. I think both of them would do very, very well in the Oval Office. Let's see. Who else is out there? Diego from San Francisco. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Yeah. First of all, I got to salute you, the cops, and the military. I'd vote for Trump any day. The reason people hate Trump is because he reminds them of their dad, and they hate their dad.
True. That sound about right to me.
Well, that's the problem is because everybody hates somebody in their family, and so it's frustrating, anger, hate. Hate is kind of leads to being a slaver, you know, power over things. They power over their parents. They power over the neighbors. They power over the neighborhood. Power over the country. Power over another country like Putin. You see what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Diego, and thanks so much for the call. I don't disagree with Diego. Eric from Pennsylvania or Pittsburgh. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Thank you, man. Love the show. Love Larry. So happy that you're backfilling him. Does that mean you're officially the new blackface of white supremacy?
Yes, sir. I have now taken that title.
Awesome, man. Love it. Just very quickly on the Trump versus DeSantis. I mean, I'd vote for either one of them. I think most of us would. But I think in terms of your initial concern is, will you garner enough votes for Trump? I think what you said, this election. Well, let's look at last election. Didn't he win by getting the most votes, even though a different president was appointed? And then you have your never Trumpers that won't vote for him regardless. You have your mega crowd, and then you've got swingmans in the middle. Do you think there are more swing now than there were before? Even if not even factoring in the, I think it was 16% of Biden voters that said, had they even known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they would not have voted for him. I'm still nervous just because everybody's talking about the big red wave. I mean, we thought it was going to be one last time, and then lo and behold, what happened. So, those are my thoughts. I want to take comfort in it, but I'm not counting my chickens.
Eric, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting observation. You know, I think that, you know, last time I think we were overzealous about the red wave. I think that technically when you have a president, when you have a red president, right, you have a Republican in office, normally the party in office lose the House and Senate. Normally that's kind of how it happens. It's rarely in history that you see a retention or a gain in the House and Senate when the other party is in the presidency. And so Barack Obama, who was the president everybody loved, he lost the House and the Senate, and then we ended up getting the presidency. And then, obviously, we ended up losing. Well, we tied in the Senate, and then we lost the House. This time is different. I feel like Americans felt slighted by this election. Donald Trump, I think he won almost all 50 states. Donald Trump dominated this election, and people feel slighted. And I feel like, and I hope that it is true, and I will encourage as many people as I can, show up to vote with vigor and zeal like never before. And I think we'll sweep them. There are so many converts. Like, my father voted for Joe Biden. I don't know. He must have been asleep when he went into the polls. But my father voted for Joe Biden the first time. I know for a fact he ain't never voted for him again. Never. He told me, I ain't never voted for him again. We were at a baseball game. I took my great uncle to a baseball game. We took the whole family. We had a suite. It was beautiful. It was a great experience. And my uncle in there said, Democrats ain't never done nothing for black people. I almost passed out in there. I don't think there was not one person, not one man that said that they would vote for Joe Biden again. And I think there was a few that voted for Joe Biden. I don't know of a person that'll vote for Joe Biden this time. Even the dudes at the cigar lounge that hate Trump, they openly admit they would never vote for Joe Biden ever again. Keep calling in. The phone lines are full right now, but you can call in 844-900-7243 when somebody drop off. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. I believe in Malcolm. Where's wrong? You sex a thing, sex a thing, yeah.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I almost said the Democrats got votes in different area codes. Area codes. They got votes. Votes. Because they out there cheating. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a little time. This is my last segment, and so it's a lot shorter. So what I'm going to do is read out what the callers are saying to get your perspective on air. But I can't bring you in because then I have to cut you off. You won't be able to say what you want to say. Rick from Columbus, Ohio says he will vote for Trump. Trump is the best president of his life. Lisa from Riverview, Florida says no. Governor DeSantis needs to stay as governor. Victoria from Fairfax, California, or Victor from Fairfax, California says he thinks DeSantis can make it. Carlotta, I think I'm saying it right. I got a public school education. Don't judge me. Carlotta from Redmond, California says she would vote for Trump. She has confidence in him. JR from West Virginia says that he heard someone last night, which was a Democrat, talk about it will be a civil war if you don't vote Democrat. That was one of those Democrat nut jobs that got on TV trying to fearmonger people into voting for Democrat. Let me make a clarification because my people in the back ground said it sounded like I said I wanted to support a white supremacist. I said I want to go as far right before these nut jobs, right? You know, you could go so far right, then you get into the right nut jobs where they are white supremacists, white nationalists, and all this other stuff, which I think is the stupidest people on planet Earth. Just like I think these liberals are absolutely stupid. I am for nationalism, right? I believe our country is the best country on planet Earth. We should focus on our country first. I believe in American values. I believe that when you come over here, you should assimilate. If you don't assimilate, you can't participate. And if you don't participate, you need to go back over the gate. All right, I thought that was going to rhyme, but it didn't. Anyway, I do not support white supremacists. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not support white supremacists. And even if I did, why would they support me, right? They're supposed to be white supremacists. I support Donald Trump. They claim he's a white supremacist. Why would Donald Trump invite me to the White House? Not just me. He invited thousands of black people to the White House multiple times. And so nowadays, that's what a white supremacist is to them. But I want to go as far right as humanly possible. I want to go as radical as humanly possible because we have to correct what these Democrats been doing. I want a person to say they will ban Pride Month. I mean, that's how I feel. You don't ban people's rights. You don't do it. But we ain't doing no Pride Month on the federal government. We're not recognized Pride Month. That's something that you can recognize at your own home. We're not pushing propaganda. It is illegal to have trans, what they call it, drag queens and kids that are underage. I want to go crazy. Prayer in the school, prayer in Congress. We got to put God, we got to thrust God back. That's why I'm not running for office. But that's what I would like to see. But ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Oscar Tatum Show. I'm at the end of the show, so I got to go. I'll see you later on tomorrow. Listen to The Oscar Tatum Show. I'm out.
Making a difference in this culture war. The Officer Tatum Show.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for joining this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Good Ranchers. If you're interested, you want more information, go to goodranchers.com/Tatum to get more information.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.